This weekend, a lot of hate was in my heart. When it popped up was weird, too. A time when it would seem like there's no room for hate in a heart. At the same time, I watched one of my daughters celebrate her 6th birthday with her friends. But as I watched the kids running and laughing, experiencing the joy all children should experience, hate crept into my heart for that Tempe mom who robbed her children of ever experiencing joy or anything ever again. I understand hate is the reaction most people have when they hear about children being harmed. It's hard to imagine them being more harmed than what that mom did to her 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy this weekend. But hate's a bad place for me to linger. In fact, it's a very, very dangerous neighborhood for a recovering alcoholic like me to even visit. Not knowing how to deal with hate and other emotions is what kept me in my cups for years. Through the 12 steps, I've learned that I can't hang on to a resentment for very long, and that hating that mom for hurting her kids could actually put my own children in harm's way, because it could lead to me picking up a drink after 10-plus years of sobriety. When explaining the situation to the press, Tempe Police Sergeant Steve Carbajal mentioned something this mom told officers at the scene. It provides a path back from hate, and instead gives me the ability to pity this mom.
She was hearing voices telling her to kill her kids.
I don't know if she made up the voices in her head to shift responsibility or if they were actually real for her, but I do know that no person in their right mind would do this to their children, voices or no voices. So my preference would be that she never, ever gets out of a mental institution, but isn't that the proper institution for her as opposed to prison or the death penalty? Maybe it's not my place to forgive or not forgive this woman, but I've already forgiven her for my kids' sake. The more free I am of hate, the more free I am to be a loving parent because I have more free space available in my head for it. And instead of hating, I'm praying, yeah, for her, but mostly concentrating on her husband and the first responders who had to see this. Praying because it'll probably take a miracle to erase what they saw from their mind.